Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the founder of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video designed to help you grow strong in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful Bible principle, a key for your success, that I call having a courageous spirit. In a moment, we'll look at that and how it can help you have the victory. Before we do that, though, let me just say thank you to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You may not know this, but we're the home office for missionaries all over the world. And we do a variety of things to keep them on the mission field. It's so exciting to see what our missionaries are doing. We have missionaries that are involved in discipleship, evangelism, planting Bible schools, leadership training. Others use more of a humanitarian platform to share Christ. Children's shelters, feeding programs, mobile medical clinics, drilling for water and using that as a platform and an area to share Christ. It's exciting to see what God is doing all over the world. So if you're supporting one of our missionary families, thank you very much. They need your prayer cover and your financial support. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you have hit the jackpot. You found the right place. Simply go to our website, and I'm going to put the address across the screen, and click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there on what we do every single week and month for our missionary families. If you need a dependable home office, then contact us and let's start a dialogue back and forth to see if this is a good fit for you. All right, let's turn our attention now to this powerful Bible principle that I've come to call having a courageous spirit. I want to start in Joshua chapter 1. In fact, I think we'll just camp out in Joshua chapter 1, probably one of my favorite passages in all of the Bible. But Joshua was the guy that followed Moses. How would you like to try to follow in Moses' footsteps? I mean, this is the guy that split the Red Sea. He defeated Egypt through signs and wonders. I mean, that's quite an act to follow. And so, you know, Joshua probably had a little bit of problems in his thinking about intimidation, I don't know if I can measure up, etc., etc. Now, when God commissions Joshua, and that's what I want to read, I want you to take note of how God repeats over and over this theme of Joshua. I want you to be strong. It's a command, really. It's not a suggestion. God says, Joshua, I want you to be strong. I command you to be courageous. You can do it. I'm going to paraphrase, have a positive mental attitude. You can take the people into the promised land. That's basically what God was endeavoring to communicate to Joshua. Now, we can learn a lot from that, can't we? Because in your life and in my life, we have a promised land, if you will. Not only heaven one day, but the promised land, I think, in this lifetime, is doing the assignments, finding the will that God wants us to walk in. That's really our promised land, and we have to have the right mental posture and attitude if we're going to be successful. So let me just read this to you, and as I said, look at how many times God repeats over and over, and I think that's a lesson in itself. We need constantly to be told, think positive, be courageous, you can do it, press in. And look at what God says, verse 5. Joshua chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. He says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Another way you could say that is no man can stop you. Nothing is going to stop you all the days of your life. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. You know, Jesus, He said that to us before He left. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And He hasn't, because He's given us the precious Holy Spirit. We have a hotline to heaven by the precious Holy Spirit where we can communicate, come boldly to the throne of grace, present our needs. We have not been left as orphans. We have the Holy Spirit with us 24/7. He goes on to say in verse 6, be strong. There it is. Be strong and of good courage. One version says, be strong and very courageous. For this people you will divide the inheritance which I swore to their fathers. So there's the assignment. He says, Joshua, your assignment is you're going to go into the promised land and you're going to divide the land according to the tribes, We see that in the subsequent chapters. And that is your mission in life. But you've got to be strong and you've got to be courageous. Verse 7, notice how it's repeated. He says, only be strong and very courageous. Again, he says it. Be strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper in whatever you do. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So, it's interesting that in order to have a courageous spirit, he segues right into you got to stay in the Word. Can I just paraphrase it that way? Joshua had the first five books of the Bible, what we call the Bible now, the Pentateuch. Moses had written those while he was alive. And so God is saying, I want you to stay immersed in what I have written through Moses. Why? Because in those first five books, you're going to find my wisdom. You're going to have inspiration. You need a continual input of my word in order for you to be courageous and strong. So that tells us a lot, doesn't it? Now, folks, we've got the whole Bible. We don't just have the first five books. We've got the New Testament. We have the epistles of the apostles. We have the letters from the Apostle Paul. We have the story and the life of Jesus. So, I mean, if Joshua, think about this, if Joshua could succeed with just the first five books, what do you think we can do? Wow. I mean, we have the potential, but we have to do what he says. We have to stay in the Word. He says in verse 8, this book of the law, or we might say it in our day and time this way, the Bible, the Word of God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Now, in the Hebrew culture, meditation wasn't just thinking, you know, like kumbaya, thinking, I'm meditating. No, in the Hebrew culture, meditation involved the mouth. That's why it says, let it not depart out of your mouth. So in the Hebrew culture, meditation was repeating verses that were being memorized, passages that were being learned. You're muttering them under your breath. And so meditation involves not only the mind, but the mouth. And that is important for your success because you've got to not only think positively, you've got to train yourself to start speaking positively. You're never going to find a person walk in victory who's always talking defeat. You can just mark that down. You can't talk defeat and find the victory. So you need to be speaking, train yourself to speak in line with God's Word, number one, because the promises of God are true and you want to come into agreement with them. But you also need to be speaking in line with what God has spoken to your heart about your future. Instead of saying, I'm no good, I can't do it, it's not working out, I guess I'm jinxed. Just erase all that of your vocabulary and start speaking in line with God's Word. That's what he said to Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Or that's kind of a backwards way of saying, always keep my word in your mouth. Don't let there ever be a time where it's gone. Keep it in your mouth, that you may meditate therein day and night. For then, now notice the if-then proposition. He says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So do these things. Be positive. Be strong. Be courageous. Stay in my word. Then this will happen. Do you see that? Do these things. Then this will happen. What will happen? Then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What is good success? Good success is the will of God. If there's a good success, I can tell you there's a bad success. Bad success is being successful in your own power, and in the end, you've accomplished nothing. You've only accumulated wealth, if you've done that at all, accumulated wealth that'll be squandered by the next generation. Good success is God's will, and that may involve wealth in order to do the plan of God. I'll tell you, our missionaries have to have some wealth, some money, to do feeding programs, children's shelters, orphanages. It takes money, but it's more than money. And that's the difference between the world's success and God's success. The world's success is all about things and stuff. God's success is about a mission and an assignment that God wants you to accomplish in life. Now, let me summarize this and give you four keys that are going to help you be courageous. Before I do that, I just saw this. Let me remind you to go to the section on our website that we have free Bible studies. Now, these are free. We have printable study guides, and I want to recommend one here in just a moment. We have audio series, audio sessions that you can download into your smartphone. You can download them into your computer, or you can stream them if you're on Wi-Fi. Just stream it and listen to it through your device. This is absolutely free. We have hundreds of hours, actually over 400 hours of audio teachings. And you'll find a lot on this area of courageous spirit, of speaking the Word of God, finding the victory that God has for you. So go there and explore it. But one study guide that I really think ties in is called Psychological Warfare. You know, we all face what I would call psychological warfare. And that's, I'm just really using a play on words there. The warfare that we're involved in is a spiritual battle, but usually it shows up right here in our thinking. I'm telling you, the enemy tries to discourage us. He wages what I call psychological warfare to try to stop us from doing the will of God. So go to our website, print this out. Now, you just print this out on regular notebook paper, and it goes through military mind games, spirit, soul, and body. Jesus in the garden. Do you remember where he faced psychological warfare? It says he was attacked at the last moment. Thank God he pressed through and says, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." And it talks about the armor of God. So print this one out, psychological warfare, and it's going to help you in this area of having a strong and courageous spirit. Now, let me give you quickly, and I'm just going to fly through these. I want to give you four keys. I mean, there's many more, but I'm going to give you four of the most important keys that I see in this passage that'll help you. Number one, stay in God's Word. If you want to be a courageous person, if you want to be a bold person, a strong person, you've got to stay in God's Word. Now, that's what he told Joshua. He says, "You've got to stay in my Word." I'm paraphrasing. He says, "Meditate in the Word day and night." Why? Because it says in Romans, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we hear the Word of God, when we study the Word of God, it's like inspiration, faith, motivation rises up in our heart. That's Romans 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you want to be courageous, stay in the Word, just like Joshua was told to stay in the Word. Have a regular time. Every day, if possible, stay in the Word. Number two, develop a step-by-step plan. Now, this may seem a little different to you, but God didn't just tell Joshua, and I'm jumping ahead in the book of Joshua, which we don't have time to study the whole book, obviously, in a short 15-minute victory video, but God said you're going to inherit the land, but you're going to subdivide it to the tribes. And so God had this big, broad plan, but then he showed him the battle plan step by step how to do it. So one of the things that will help you stay courageous is to develop a step-by-step plan. How do you do that? Well, James 1 verse 5 says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is the plan of God. Wisdom is the step-by-step plan of God. So you say, God, okay, you've told me to purchase a house, or you've impressed me to start a business, or go to the mission field, or go to college, or whatever it is. Well, then you're going to break that down into step by step. And when you do that, you'll find that courage is easier to have. If you just look at this big picture, you go like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I can do that. That's too big. Break it down into a step by step plan. If you want a Bible verse for that, then write this down. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 1 through 3, and I'll put it across the screen. It says, write the vision. Write the vision and make it plain on tablets or paper so that you can walk it out. The third thing that's going to help you to have a courageous spirit is to release your faith and get started. You know, a lot of people, they're okay with the big picture. They may even have a step-by-step plan, but they're reluctant to get started. Get started! Do something. Why is that important to having a courageous spirit? Because it creates momentum and it gets you going. I remember when God spoke to me to become a pilot, and I've been a pilot for many years. I have the instrument rating, twin engine rating. I've flown all across the United States dozens of times, outside the United States, taking medical supplies to other countries. And it all started when God said, get your pilot's license. But at the time, it just seemed, I didn't have any money to get a pilot's license. How am I going to do that? And so, instead of being courageous, I felt discouraged. You know, the word discouraged is the word courage with dis in front of it. I felt discouraged. Well, what'll take away the dis and get you over into the courage part is when you finally develop a step-by-step plan. So I remember the day I took my first lesson. Didn't have money for the rest of the lessons, but I took my first lesson. And boy, that got me moving. That just whetted my appetite, and I was able to eventually go to a school and take my pilot's training, and the rest is history, as they say. But that's going to help you. Stay in God's Word. Stay in God's Word, as we said. That's number one. Number two is to develop a step-by-step plan. And number three is get started. It says in James 2, verse 17, and I'm going to paraphrase this. He says, it's not enough to have faith. You have to have faith and works. Or another way of saying works is action. Don't just sit around all day saying I have faith. Do something. Get up and do something. And the fourth thing that I want to give you is to maintain your vision during difficult times. Maintain your vision during difficult times. I will tell you this. Joshua faced opposition. He faced resistance. Just because God says that I want you to do this doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen. There's battles to be fought. And I will tell you that you will face times of discouragement. Again, discouragement. Something coming against you to try to take away your courage. And so if you want to be strong and courageous and have a courageous spirit, you've got to learn to maintain your vision during those difficult times. It says in Hebrews 6, verse 12, it says that we're to be imitators of those who through faith and patience. Imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. How do you inherit the promises? You're going to have to mix faith with patience, or another way of saying patience is perseverance. It's not enough just to have faith. You've got to have perseverance, that keeping on during difficult times. God will help you do that. God will strengthen you. Well, it's very important for your success, for you to have a courageous spirit. Print out the study guide that I recommended. Go back to Joshua chapter 1 and mark these verses where God says over and over, be strong, be courageous, stay in my word, and use these keys I've given you, and it's going to help you fulfill God's plan for your life. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.